Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Okay, so as a parent, I said I'm not going to lie to my kids.
I remember you saying that. That's a new conviction of yours.
You know what I was doing? I was lying to myself.
You were lying. About lying.
Parents have to lie to their kids.
You know, it's just easier. I get it.
Yes. There's times where you just got to go, no, that's bad. The ice cream truck plays the music when they're out of ice cream.
That's the number one lie you parents tell, I think.
Well, Kraft has got a brand new lie that we'd like to tell you about.
What, Kraft? No. I love this company.
I know. You'll be happy. They're just trying to make...
More
addicts. Yes, they're lying to kids boldly. In fact, me talking about this is probably going to make people angry, but
nice.
We're going to tell you what Kraft is doing. But if you're willing to come on the air and tell us you lie to your kids, we just want all parents to unite. Maybe you lie to your kids, or maybe you are now an adult and you realized recently that you believed a lie your parents told for so long.
Huh.
We're talking about the lies we all tell to our kids. Kraft has introduced a new product called salad frosting.
Salad frosting.
Yep. Like it's in this container that kind of looks kind of what you squirt frosting out of.
Oh, I love watching people do that.
Yeah, like the cake when you watch the Cake Boss or whatever.
Right in your mouth.
It looks like that. And it's white, and then it almost, from what I remember, it's got like blue and red, like confetti looking on it, so it looks like it's like birthday cake funfetti kind of thing.
It's frosting?
No, it's ranch dressing, Steve.
Oh, wait, what?
It's cleverly disguised as kid-friendly frosting to try to convince kids to eat salad.
Okay.
So it's like, honey, why don't you have some salad? We have some frosting. Ooh, why don't you eat these carrots right here? I'll put frosting on them.
Because then what kid wouldn't? I mean, that's frosting.
But once they get the nasty flavor of ranch in their mouth and realize they've been duped by it.
Well, ranch is pretty, it's pretty good stuff. Maybe they'll embrace this being lied to or duped by their parents.
How is ranch good stuff?
Oh, it's just good for
you. It's just, like, even when there's ranch flavoring on a chip, it makes me want to vomit.
No, it's good for you,
It
actually.
Tastes sour.
Protein.
And, like, it's... Okay.
No, I'm sure there's some sort of substance in there.
You know what? I know so little about ranch because I despise it that I can't even refute your it's protein, but I don't feel like it's protein.
Oh, there it is.
It's packed. No, a lot of weightlifters who are like, no, dude, I don't do anything but ranch, man. Just give me a salad with some ranch.
It's all you need, actually.
Yeah, no. No, it's not. I think, yeah.
So it's that altered ranch dressing. It's just regular old ranch. They're telling kids it's
frosting.
According
to the story, it's Kraft classic ranch dressing. It's just like, so is Kraft the good brand of ranch? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Kraft is good stuff.
It is?
Hidden Valley's okay, but Kraft, yeah.
Kraft is. I thought Hidden Valley was the original, though, wasn't it?
Probably, but that doesn't mean they're the best.
There is it's really weird because I hate ranch dressing.
You do.
Right?
Anything white and creamy.
I hate it all, but ranch is like my evil nemesis. And when I get around somebody who likes it, like on pizza crust or uses it on everything, it's like those people who are like, yeah, I just can't get enough ranch in my head. I hate it. So anyway, long story longer. This is a total tangent. I wish I wasn't telling the story right now. I have stopped kind of going to Blackhawk in Central City because on your way up there, like the last exit, if you're taking 70, the last exit before you get to the Central City Parkway is Hidden Valley.
At Hidden Valley rocks.
And I feel like
it's Hidden Valley.
I just want to stop there and punch somebody and go, ranch dressing sucks.
You should hug somebody and thank them for producing the ranch dressing.
No, I
want to
hurt
Valley.
Anybody that's associated with.
You know, that's sad that you're taking it out on Black Hawk and
I am.
Central
Their
City.
Their economies are drying up because I don't go up there anymore.
Because you're not going
anymore.
If
I took the canyon up, I wouldn't have to see it. But I'm not going that way. So some other lies people have told their kids. Somebody said they told their kid they were allergic to McDonald's, Oreos, and fruit punch.
Oh, whatever.
Your kid will believe it too.
They know. That's what's sad. They'll buy anything you parents say. They shouldn't trust anything that comes out of your mouth.
I know, because parents, there's just times where it's just
you're
so
always
much,
lying.
It's not always. Your parents did it to you. Did you believe the thing, don't sit too close to the TV?
Yeah.
That was a lie.
Because we had a huge screen.
No,
it was like
they told you, you're going to go blind because you're too close to it. They didn't want you in the way.
Exactly, yeah. Because the kids would always sit in front and the parents could never.
So they lied to you.
Well, not intention. They did not a lot of.
Dude, just own that you're lying about.
They love me, Slacker. They never lie.
All right, we're gonna tell you a bunch more lies, but we want to hear if you're willing to admit it, and we can VD you if you don't want everybody
voice
to hear.
Voice disguise.
You. What are the lies you're telling your kids? This is one of the most genius things. I never had to do this. You know where you buy your kid a pet and then the pet dies and you got to get him another pet.
Yeah.
You keep replacing it or whatever.
Yeah.
This parent did it with a 3-year-old, and this is ingenious. They didn't do the run to the store and try to get it back in the fishbowl. So they had a beta fish named Troy.
Oh.
And the beta fish died.
No.
So the kid hadn't noticed that it was dead, so she scooped it up, flushed it, and then they went and ran an errand to Walmart, and they're walking past the pet section, and she's like, oh my God, what is Troy doing here? And the kid looks up, he's like, that is Troy. And she was like, we're going to have to buy him to get him out of here. And she bought a new beta fish in full view of her kid, saying he must have escaped and made it here to Walmart.
Which is brilliant. But now her kid is going to think that this happens all the
yes.
time.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Because then you don't have to do the run to Walmart in the middle of the night and get back home before they notice.
Good for you, parents. Great.
You know you're that the lies scarred. Are based on convenience.
Yes, I know, but you scarred your kid for life.
Yeah.
It's okay, Bob. Well, there's...
I mean, you'll eventually tell them it's not true.
There's got to be collateral damage.
I mean, there'll be a deep scar, but not for life. Yeah, scar tissue.
Alcoholism or drug addicts. Or...
Steve was going to be an alcoholic anyway.
Okay.
Another person, we've heard these before. The ones about the lies you tell to your kids when they lie are ingenious.
Oh, okay.
This woman says, I told my son that when he lies, a red dot appears on his forehead that only his parents can see. And it goes away when he tells the truth. So when he starts to lie,
wow.
he does everything he can to cover his forehead.
No, that stuff rocks.
Because it's like, oh, yep, there it is. And it's like, oh, wow, and he's it like, works. Trying to cover his forehead.
That stuff is kind of brilliant.
I literally believed for most of my childhood, and I know this is an old wives' tale where you say your mom had eyes in the back of her head. Oh. I legitimately believed my mom could see behind her.
Because you would like feel around the skull to see if she had eyes?
I would try to when she wasn't, but like she'd know crap that was going on. Most of the time in the car, and she had a rearview mirror, and it never occurred to me that was it.
OMG.
But she would know. She'd be like, Michael, Chris, stop. And I was like, how can she tell?
You didn't realize that.
No!
Oh my God.
And she would say, I have eyes in the back of my head. And I was like, I believe you.
I totally believe you, Bob.
Because, well, one, she's my mom. Why would she lie?
Yeah, see? Exactly. Why would my parent caregiver ever lie to me and risk my trust?
Answer, convenience.
I got it.
All right, if you're lying to your kids or your parents lie to you, we want to hear the parental lies you've been told. Kathleen?
Yeah?
Yeah? You lying to your kids?
Oh, yes. I tell them that they have to be 6 years old or older to walk around the grocery store.
Oh, that's a...
Wait.
Oh, so then you keep them in the cart.
Yeah, because they run around like crazy people, and I don't want to deal with it.
But when they see other six-year-olds running around like a crazy person and they're not, what do they...
Great question.
Yeah.
What do you tell them?
I tell them that obviously they don't listen to their parents.
Oh, no, you can't.
Those are the bad kids.
No.
Those are the future Ted Bundys of the world.
You can't.
Take a picture of that kid. I bet she's a mass murderer.
Okay.
Wow, that's a good one.
What I had to do to keep them there.
That's smart because there's that age range where they just run amok.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with it.
And they're just breaking everything and grabbing everything. And you're just like, oh, that's a very smart lie.
Wow.
Well played, Kathleen. Trent.
Yay.
What parental lies are you outing today?
My kids are crying for no reason or, you know, some stupid reason. We tell them the cri-copter on them. The Flight for Life helicopter, we'll tell them the cri-copter's coming to get them. And they'll quit crying instantly.
To take them away?
I'm sorry?
The copter's going to come and take them away if they don't stop?
Yep, they don't stop crying.
Wow.
That is a really big boogeyman threat right
it
there.
It works.
Because for me right now, I've never been in a helicopter before. I will go outside and cry until the cricopter gets here.
Well, now you're going to be afraid of copters the rest of your
life. No, I'm not. I want the cry. Is there, I mean, that's, so your kids are afraid of the copter then. They would have to be.
Yeah, and then we'll pull up Google Maps and show them the little blue dot and then tell them how close they're coming. They're almost
dang.
Oh, my God.
You guys
God.
Don't mess around. That's
kind of cool. You're invested in this live for sure. Thank you for the call.
Wow. Right?
Stephanie?
Yes.
What's your lie to your kids?
We tell our 5 boys that they cannot get hurt after 5 p.m. on the weekdays or during the weekend because the hospital's closed.
So then they'll make reckless decisions until 4:59 and then they'll shut it down?
Yes, and our oldest is now 20 and he believed us until he was 16 years old.
You gotta respect that one. That worked on an adult.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
That is Stephanie.
So then they fantastic. Just... At 5 o'clock, they come inside and they're subdued and they're good and they do their homework and they're just great kids.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Well,
the genius of that one is.
What about the 24-hour mini clinics?
Mom, that whole thing says. No, that's a lie. That's one of them bad hospitals where they organ harvest and stuff. Thank you, Stephanie. Dude, these people are diabolical.
They are.
Christine.
Yay.
What's the lie you're telling your kids?
So when I was 14, getting ready to go to my first ever gynecology appointment in a few days, my mom tells me, so I just want you to be ready. When you go in, they're going to put this headlamp thing on their head and a clothespin on their nose.
Okay, what?
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, okay. So for the next 3 days, I sort of stress out about this, thinking it's going to be very weird. You know, and so I go to the appointment only to find out that my mom was completely full of crap.
But she took all the stress, the real stress off of it. You didn't have to think about the stirrups or the speculum or any of the other
stuff. The appointment, I gave her a total death stare that she was completely full of
crap. That is good.
Yeah.
The clothespin on the nose is a bit
brilliant.
Much, but thank you, Christine. Desiree.
Yay.
Lying to your kids.
All right, so my son only eats chicken nuggets. So, you know, making dinner every night, I'm not going to make chicken nuggets. So everything in the house is chicken. He just tried fish for the first time and tuna. And I said, what is that? I'm like, chicken nuggets.
These taste different. It's just a different brand.
Right.
And you're really, he's falling for it.
Oh, yeah, Fonta every single night for dinner.
Kobe beef. I mean, veal.
That is brilliant.
Wow.
Thank you for your lie. Should we be mad at these people or applauding them? I'm trying to figure out.
No.
Shelly?
Hey.
What's your lie to your kids?
So when I was a kid, I was always told that if I walked on the tile floor or really any floor kind of barefooted, I would get sick.
Nice.
Why would they do that?
I think this is almost like a Hispanic thing because most of the people that I know growing up were told the same thing. And now I do it with my kids just kind of out of habit.
Is it because you don't want
with my old
you don't want your floor dirty or you don't want your kids' feet dirty or both?
I did it somewhat out of habit. I just saw my oldest son walking through the kitchen with no shoes on and I'm like, hey, go grab your trunk gloves or something. You're going to get sick. And he was immediately terrified. He was like, oh, no. You know, and now to this day, both of my kids, 6 and 2 years old, do not walk without shoes in the house.
I respect that.
So it's just a tradition lie. And now we don't even know why we're doing it anymore.
Yeah, well, entire cultures are lying.
Yes. Thank you for the call, Shelly. Nikki.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your kid lie?
So when my daughter was younger and we would go to like the grocery store or whatever and they'd have the gumball machine beg for gum and you know, she was too young to have gum. So we would tell her that they were bouncy balls. And so she would get one and then she'd throw it on the floor and it wouldn't bounce, obviously. It would just kind of roll away. And then she ended up, you know, she stopped asking after a while because they were just broken.
Right? These bouncy balls don't even work.
Yeah, to spend like two quarters and then you're off the hook the rest
awesome.
Of your life. Brilliant.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.